Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. How's your week going?
It's good. It's good. I feel bad because a lot of people messaged me and were like, when did you go to Chicago? You didn't post any pictures. Oh. So I must have been very confusing last episode. So right now it is, what, Thursday night, and this will come out on Monday. So when this comes out, I will have just gotten back from Chicago. So I go this weekend. But anyway, I've just been like prepping for that. You know, my kids started school this week. They both have done, honestly, so well. So that's really exciting. I'm like dying at Kale's teacher though.
Why?
Because, so like, okay, for Kale, because he's littler, we don't do like the pickup drop off line, like in the car. We like park and we line up on the sidewalk and like the teacher kind of like checks them all in and has them do hand sanitizer or helps them with their backpack, whatever. And when we pick them up, it's the same thing. We get in line and then the teacher will like call the student and then she'll like say to the parent, like what, you know, like a recap of the day. And like every single, so Kale's two. Okay. So all these kids are between 2.5 and 3, but most of them are like closer to 2.5. And she was like, to each parent, she was like, we really need to work on sitting still.
Okay. Good luck.
And we really need to work on listening. And we really, and I'm just like, to every parent, I'm like, girl, save your breath and just send out a mass email. But then it like gets to Kale and I'm just like cracking up because I'm like texting in my family group chat at this point. I'm just like, you will not believe Kale's teacher just like on and on about these 2-year-olds needing to learn how to sit still. I was like, and it's almost Kale's turn. Like, let's see what she says. And she was like, Kale is really well socialized and he does really well, you know, playing with his friends and cleaning up his toys. And I'm like sitting there like, oh, good, good. Like got the golden child. Great. Shocking, but great. and then she's like, but when Mrs. Blank is talking, Kale needs to zip his lips and like does the zip the lip like motion.
Okay.
And I just thought that was so funny. It's just like so intense for like a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But yeah.
It's like teaching the 2-year-old class. Like you got to go in just knowing it's playtime.
Yeah. That they're not going to like sit on the circle for longer than like 1 minute. If that.
How long does he go to school for?
2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she's really nice. I just like thought it was, I just think it's so funny. Like I'm just, I don't know. I just think it's like kind of intense for 2-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're going to practice sitting still at home. I mean, I would love if he stopped interrupting me too. You know, like we will be working on that. But like, I'm like, isn't that also kind of what school's for? Mm-hmm. So they can like learn those things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, Vivi's teacher has said she's like done really well too. And yeah, I'm so happy. So school went great.
Is this Vivi's last year of preschool?
Yeah. That's so she goes to kindergarten next year. Yeah. Full day kindergarten.
That's crazy.
Yeah. My father-in-law, though, is a principal of an elementary school. So she'll go to his school. So it makes me feel a little better. Yeah. Just like, you know what I mean? Just knowing that he'll put her, you know, in good classes and have her back there and whatnot. So
yeah, that's actually
be a little easier to ease into, I think, you know? Yeah. What about you? How was your week?
Good. Yeah. Also just back to school. Rowan's first day of preschool.
Her little purple outfit was so cute.
I know. It was so cute.
Yes. I loved it.
Yeah. Her favorite color is purple. Aww. So we had to do all things purple. Yeah.
Wait, did she get a haircut?
Yeah. I took her to Sharky's to get a haircut and she absolutely loved it. She had so much fun there.
It's very fun, huh?
I was like, why don't I get my haircut here?
Like, I know, right?
Get my nails done.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they washed her hair, cut her hair, you know, blow dried it, styled it, gave her sparkling hairspray.
Oh yeah. The glitter spray. Yeah.
She got to pick like butterfly clips to go on her purple butterfly clips.
Of course.
And then she went and got her nails done. One hand pink, one hand purple.
Oh my gosh.
The girl let her pick 2 rings, one for each hand.
Perfect.
And then she got her balloon and she got her sucker and she was living her best life.
Yeah. It's a whole shebang. So for those that don't know, I actually used to work there. And it is a whole pampering sesh for these toddlers and kids. It's so fun though.
Yeah, they busted out though in like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't even believe yeah, how fast it went.
You learn to go, yeah, to be just, yeah, good with your time. Yeah. What did you do to her hair? Did you end up like cutting it shorter?
I mean, it's definitely shorter. Yeah. Her hair kind of like was like tapering into like a triangle in the back. You know what I mean? Because her hair was really long actually. Yeah.
Yes.
But just like really scraggly at the ends. But so it's still long, but we just cut probably like, I don't know, a good like at least 3 inches off, honestly. But now it's all even. So.
And she wasn't scared.
No.
Or anything good. No,
she loved
it. I'm so glad.
She loved it. She got to watch Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Wait, what car did she sit in?
Lightning McQueen.
Oh, great. Yeah. I love it.
So excited.
That's so cute. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. It's just like so nice when that experience, especially like a first experience, is like a positive one. Mm-hmm. So then you're not like fighting it every time.
I know. So and I was like, you know, okay, because the only other person who's cut Rowan's hair is you.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what?
It was so quick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't really take Rowan to get her hair cut that often. I'm like, I can go to Sharky's like twice a year.
Totally.
Like she loved it.
That's all they need. Yeah.
So
it's a full experience. So fun.
Yeah. So anyway, she like loved that. And then, yeah. So the next day was school. She got to wear her freaking way purple outfit with her new purple butterfly clip she got from Sharky's.
Love.
She's so excited.
Yeah. So cute.
But yeah, she had a really good day. Like she had a good fun first day, and today was her second day and she had a lot of fun too. And she just like loves her teacher.
Oh, that's the best.
I know. And she's so like, glad. Yeah, I have this friend. I'm like, yeah, what's their name? I don't know. I don't know any of their names. Like, why don't you ask them?
For their names? That was totally Vivi too. And then she was like, oh, and like there's someone named Bo. I was like, oh, so are you just hanging out with boys? Because she listed like 3 boy names. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, Bo's a girl. I'm like, oh yeah, we live in Utah. Of course, Bo's a girl. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course.
It's so funny. They'll honestly, it's like they would just play and like not even care to know each other's names though at that age, like ever.
So simple.
So nice. Funny. I know. So nice. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, it's been good. It was so funny because obviously I took her to school on Tuesday. Yeah. And then yesterday I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I have to do that again for like ever. I'm like, I have to be like taking her to school every single week. Like
it's a commitment. I know. Want to homeschool.
I feel like, I mean, today was not even bad, but I felt like the first day was like a lot. I was like, get her ready, take the pictures. Yes. Like my mom came over. It was like a whole thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It was just a whole event.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was good.
Well, Vivi on her first day of school, I made her like a V pancake. And so then for her, which by the way, I got pressured into doing that because I saw how everyone was like, not everyone, but I saw people literally like throwing parties for their kids for the first day of school. And I was like, okay,
you know,
well, oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Yeah. Very cute though.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I got Lehigh Bakery for Rowan.
Yes.
Donuts are also her favorite food.
Yeah. I see every mom showing up for their kids' first day of school breakfast, but me. So made Vivia pancake in the letter V. She thought that was the most incredible thing ever. Perfect. And then yesterday she was like, so what's for my special breakfast today? I'm like, yeah, see, this is why we don't do this. This is why we don't do special things. Mm-hmm. We don't set the bar that high.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yes. Anyway, that's so cute. I love Lehigh Bakery.
Oh my gosh. I love Lehigh Bakery so good. Much. I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm like, you want Lehigh Bakery? I'm like,
fantastic.
Yeah, pull my arm. Like,
for everyone.
Okay. Let's get in the car and go.
Yeah.
And I love that they have a drive-through in Saratoga. That's incredible.
The best. Yes. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. But anyway, let's do pop culture.
Okay.
Unless you have something else to report on.
Nope. Just that.
Okay. What do you have on your list for pop culture this
week? I just have Love Island Reunion and The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start out with?
We can do Love Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me your thoughts.
You know what? I was underwhelmed. Was longing for more.
Yeah.
Why did we have to spend 40 minutes on Andrea? And then.
Who can literally never complete a sentence. One, because she's kind of dumb. And two, because everyone cuts her off every 5 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like the Andrea conversation.
Yeah.
could have been like 10 minutes max. You know what I mean? Yeah. So easily.
Well, I'm like, she was a side character.
Well, and then also I was actually, and this still bothers me and annoys me, why did they show the fire pit scene in its entirety? It was so long.
So long.
So unneeded, I felt.
I know. They just wanted it. I'm just like, I feel like they had so much content to go over that I'm like, I get that they wanted to show that because it was such a big controversy, but I'm like, mm-hmm. post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, don't spend the whole reunion doing that. You know what I mean? And nothing really happened. Like, okay, it kind of exonerated Leah, but also she definitely didn't take a backseat. So it's kind of like, I mean, it did, but like also didn't. Like, I don't know. I don't really feel like it was such a like big revelation.
It wasn't.
You know what I mean? It was kind of a waste.
And it was so hard to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was annoying to watch. And then, okay, so, I mean, obviously the Aaron and Kaylor part I thought was good.
Yeah, it was good. I am like, he's such
juicy.
Yeah, he's so dumb. They just spent the night together in New York, which I'm like, also, you're so dumb. Like, why are you spending the night with him after literally watching Call Some More? Why? But not me calling everyone dumb. But, then it's like, why? He's just such a selfish person.
You know,
to hold that in until the reunion and like make it be a shocking thing for her. Like, really, he couldn't have told her that in private so she didn't have to like live through that on TV again, as she's already lived through everything on TV. Mm-hmm. I'm like, gosh, Aaron, you're such an asshole.
Did you listen to the Vile Files episode with Aaron and Rob?
Not yet. It is top of my list, though. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think?
Kind of made me feel bad for Aaron a little bit.
Stop it right now. No.
I mean, I don't like Aaron. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's the first time that I've felt kind of bad for him. And he was so upset.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's mostly upset, though, because he just looks like an idiot and everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Probably. I doubt he's that upset about his actual actions. I'm like, he just straight up lied to her every time he opened his mouth. And he lied to her ever since then, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I could understand why he'd be feeling bad. He probably feels really horrible because everybody in America hates him and the UK. But it's like, dude, I'm not going to just feel bad for you after listening to one podcast episode. I'm sorry. Like, you did that to yourself. And maybe if he shows some growth in a year from now and goes to therapy, then maybe.
It's okay. No one will care about him in a year. No
yeah,
one.
Honestly, that's true.
Yeah.
No, you don't think they would bring him back for like Love Island Games or something?
Oh, yeah.
They would. Might, huh?
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
When do they do Love
Hopefully
Island
not
Games?
Kaylor, though. I'd rather them bring Aaron back.
You don't want to watch Kaylor crying?
Nope, I can't. Love her, but I can't watch her cry anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What about the whole Nicole and Kendall situation?
Yeah, I mean, also probably one of the more interesting parts, I thought. I mean, really surprising to find out that they were still together at the time of the reunion, which I thought was just a joke. I mean,
I did too.
Obviously, now they've come out on Instagram and they have said they are no longer together because Kendall ended it. Did you listen? Probably not, if you haven't listened to Aaron and Robert. Nicole was also on Vile Files.
Yes, only parts. Did you listen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think about... Yeah. What did you think about her after that?
I just kind of had the same thoughts. Like, I just felt like she, during the interview, I don't know, like, she just talked about how she was, like, just, like, trying to hold on so hard to their relationship. But even, like, during the reunion, I was just kind of like, what is the point? Like, Haley and I were kind of, like, audio messaging back and forth. And we were kind of saying, like, it's so obvious that Nicole is, like, so disgusted by Kendall. Like, whether it's because of the video or whether it's because he lied to her.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason it is, it's, like, she's obviously so disgusted by him, can't get over it. You know, she cannot forgive him.
Yeah.
And at that point, I feel like, what is the point? Like, just end your relationship. But when they had posted that Kendall ended the relationship, and so Kendall made a post on his stories and Nicole made a post on her stories, and she kind of like played like, again, like victim mentality, like on her stories, like, I was so confused because like whatever she said, like we were going to try to work on it or whatever. She's like, but then he just ended it. And I just felt like, you know what? Like, I feel like Nicole has to be the victim and she has to be the one that gets broken up with. And maybe like, she just needed Kendall to end it.
To do it.
And I just feel like she needs to be the victim. Like, I did feel bad for her that she, like, no one like cared for her feelings at all at the reunion. I didn't feel like that was fair.
She was getting it from all sides. And I was like, Leah, I love you, but shut the hell up.
I know.
If you interrupt one more person, I'm going to not like you anymore. Like, be quiet. It's not all about you. You're the one with 3.3 million followers. Just like, shut up for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
She just was like coming in so hot at Nicole, and it like bothered me. But I also understood. I understood because she was just sitting there being like, well, nobody knows that Kendall lied to me. And it was just this like, she was basically like trying to drag him through the mud. And so I understand that everyone around was like, wait, hold on 1 second. Like, he's not a bad person, you know? And these are like all of his, I can tell he's close to like everyone, you know, mm-hmm. and she's not as, right? And so it's kind of like, I get them coming to his defense for sure, especially because it's like on TV and they see how people get picked apart, you know what I mean? For every little thing. But I also just felt bad for Nicole because I'm like, I do feel like in that moment she was maybe like a little misunderstood, or feeling at least like misunderstood and feeling like, okay, I'm the one that's like been put through a lot. But again, I think it just, it does kind of show that she's just like, was really thinking mostly of herself during that.
I think she was like, so shocked that not everyone was on her side.
Yeah. Like how, right? But it's like, dude, no Kendall. Like, yeah, that was really stupid of him to send a video like that through a dating app and then go on national television. Like, actually, how dumb can you be? But he still was exploited. Like, that's still not okay. And like such a like, yeah, just like a really like, I don't want to say like graphic, but yeah, like just graphic video.
Well, you watched the video, right?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Oh, okay, I have not seen the video.
I saw the video. I did not think it was going to be like that. Even though people were saying it was going to be like that, I was like, no, come on. Oh no, it was like that. And I'm just like, dude, like, I mean, oh, I have so many thoughts that I'm not going to share all of them, but I still think he was more of the victim in that circumstance, even though he made a really stupid choice. Like, I still just think he was, you know what I mean? And I think like as a partner, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be lying about that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I do think that was like one of the more interesting parts of the reunion.
I
just felt like we should have heard more from Serena and Cordell, should have heard more from Lee and Miguel. I did not feel like we needed that many people at the reunion. I'm like, why? Like,
why was what's his face half there? Of and the people. Cassie.
Exactly. We did not what need that many name? People there.
Nigel. Nigel.
Yeah.
Cassie. Even Hakeem. I'm like, he was barely there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we did not need that many people there. And like, I think the only person who wasn't invited to the reunion was Kane. Like, he was the only one.
Yeah, because like bad stuff has come out about him.
Yes. But yeah, we did not need that many people there. And
yeah,
I just felt like I don't know, like they need a part two.
I was going to say, it's so weird because like I was loving the first half, like thought it was so great. But then it was like once it was over, I was like, I need 1 hour more. And then I realized it's because they wasted time.
Yeah.
So I was like happy with it. But then it was like after I sat and processed it, I was like, oh, it's because like they didn't, nothing happened.
And also we didn't need to sit and watch people eat Pizza Hut.
Oh, what was the point of that?
I don't know.
The behind the scenes. I did not.
Obviously,
like that at
they're
all.
Sponsored by Pizza Hut. But
it was just stupid,
whatever.
Though.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they don't need the PR. Like, they don't need a sponsorship during that. Like, I don't get it. Mm-mm. Curious, who do you think was the best dressed man and woman, if you can remember the men's outfits?
I honestly can't. The only men's outfit I can remember is Cordell, and it was awful. Like, I hated every,
horrible.
Every part of it. I thought Nicole looked really hot. I do think red is Kaylor's color, and she looked good. Just trying to think. I was not like very impressed by like Janae's outfit. I just like Janae has such like a hot body and she's so hot, like that dress wasn't doing her.
It was just so bland too.
Yeah, so like, bland.
It was just so bland.
Serena looked pretty. I can't even remember what Leah wore.
She was wearing, it was like black and it had like some like animal print at the bottom and some florals.
Okay. I can't remember.
She looked beautiful. I actually thought the hottest, the best dressed woman was Catherine Cat.
I don't
know. She was wearing red as well, but it was like a bra vibe. I thought her red dress was better than Kaylor's and, Ariana Maddox.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought hers was the best. She looked so hot. And I thought Harrison was the best dress.
Okay. I can't even picture.
Yeah. He's always dressed really good, though. Like, I just feel like that's his kind of thing. I mean, he like works mm-hmm. in like the jewelry business, right? Like jewelry sales or something like that. So I was trying to see if I could pull up Kat's like outfit, but that's kind of what it looked like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She looked stunning pretty. Though, like her hair, her makeup, everything. But I thought pretty much everyone was so boring.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, Andrea was for sure. No, Hannah was the worst dressed. Wearing like a senior prom 2012 dress. And Andreas was also terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you wearing?
I know. Yeah. I definitely wanted to see less of Andrea during the reunion.
She bugs me so much.
She bugs.
I'm like, I understand like why they were cutting her off. I still thought it was rude, but I'm also just like, oh my gosh, she's so annoying to listen to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really all I had for Love Island reunion though.
Same. Let's move on to Bachelorette.
Okay, Bachelorette. So we had hometowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we just like comment a little bit on each one?
On each one. Okay.
So let's start with Devin because he was first.
Devin was the first one. This was in Houston.
I was cracking up at them going with like his running
group. His run club. Yeah. His running club.
Okay.
So funny.
I have to say though, this is really not what I expected, but this was the first episode where I didn't think Devin was so ugly.
Okay, I'm not even gonna lie. I agree.
Why did he like look different?
I don't know, but I agree. Maybe he was just more in his element and he was just less annoying because Sam M is gone. Like, I don't know. But
also, yeah, maybe because Sam M is gone. I don't know. Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, you're not so ugly this episode. Not that I'm like so into him, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, like you could see the appeal a little bit.
I did feel like his family was the most on board.
Me too. Jen, I thought they were so nice and so supportive.
Yeah. Like mom.
Yes. Loves Jen. I loved her. I thought his mom was so nice. Mm. I was expecting a little more crazy town, to be quite honest with you. And I thought his family was like really nice. His dad was like very charismatic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I could like see like kind of like where he comes from. But I thought his mom was like also just like really sweet and like really kind of like gentle. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I wonder if he kind of is that way with like Jen. You know what I mean? And like she probably like appreciates that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked his family.
Yeah. Me too.
I thought they were nice. Yeah. Me too.
Okay. Who was next? Jeremy.
Oh, also Devin said he loved her.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that was really sweet. And her reaction to that was like very so telling. Happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very telling.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we had Jeremy.
We had Jeremy.
In Connecticut.
Okay. First of all, I hated the grocery store date.
Literally, this is my first note. As an overstimulated mom, that grocery store is my actual worst nightmare. Can you imagine walking down the aisle, your kid is screaming in the cow, like, no.
No.
The animatronic cow, the animatronic avocados, the animatronic freaking milk cartons. I could not with that grocery store.
I hated.
Terrifying.
I hated the grocery store. And then them like running into his aunt.
Yeah, hilarious. Do you think that was a setup?
No.
No, you think that was... It did not look set up.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, like if... And also his aunt looked just like his mom. Just like darker hair.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was so funny.
But Jeremy's family, they are not... It is going to be a hard no for them. Especially Mama. Mama hates
She literally
Jen.
Said... When Jen described her, what her man's personality would be like, I knew that was not my Jeremy. I'm like, literally when she said that, I was like, Jen, run. Yeah. Run far, far away. You do not want her as a mother-in-law. Oh. Scared. That's not my Jeremy. Like if they're saying my, like already so possessive, run far, far away. Also, his sister was scary.
She was scary.
She was so scary.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. And how about Jeremy being like, oh, well, she likes me the most. Saying Jen likes her the most.
Yeah.
Or him the most.
Yeah.
I was like, and it didn't really seem like he was kidding.
I kind of thought it was a joke.
No.
But
I do not think it was a joke. And like the look on his face after, I was like,
maybe ick. I just think it's a joke because he's always joking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe so. But I thought his tone and like the way he delivered that joke was not joke-like. So I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Ew. But I also think he said he was falling in love with her, right?
I can't remember.
I think he did. I'm pretty sure like all of them did. Yeah, no, he did. He for sure did. Yeah, when they were standing. Yes, I was so surprised that he did, actually. Okay. Yeah, because he talked to his sister about, like, not, like, opening up. And mm-hmm. so did Jen, you know. And then, yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. Was not a fan.
No. And then there was Jonathan.
Yep, San Diego.
And I felt like also his family was, like, a little nicer.
Yeah.
But I felt like also they were not. Super on board.
Yeah, there was. I feel like they definitely held back.
Yeah,
still a little bit more too.
Yeah, I don't know. Jonathan's was probably the least like eventful,
interesting
for me. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was kind of whatever.
Yeah,
and I really like Jonathan, but
yeah, I do too. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know he also said he was falling for her, which was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Thought she had a cute like reaction to that as well, but she kind of had a cute reaction to all of them. So I'm like.
Yeah. And then last but not least is Marcus.
Uh-huh.
And his was probably the most unique hometown we've like
ever
seen. Yeah,
yeah. Because okay, besides what's his face? Dean.
Oh, no.
Nothing
that takes
will
the cake.
Ever top that. That I should go rewatch that just for kicks and giggles. That takes the cake for sure. But yeah, no, this one was was unique for sure.
Yeah.
I like didn't remember his whole backstory about him being like adopted and like also like not having like being like basically like abandoned.
Oh, that was in the last episode.
I did not even remember that at all.
Yeah, it was on their second one-on-one date in like
the last
episode.
Is that the one that I didn't watch?
No, it was you watched it. I didn't watch it. Well, I ended up watching it after, but it was the one that you had watched and I hadn't.
Maybe I skipped through his portion.
Yeah, it was their over him. Second one-on-one date, and it was really sad. Like, I was kind of tearing up when he was talking about it because, you know, we kind of all joke and laugh that everyone has their sob stories, whatever. But he was basically saying that, like, he and his sister, like, his parents were just not fit to be parents, like, didn't take very good care of them. And then one day, like... his parents took them to daycare and just like never came back for them.
Oh gosh.
And they have just been like through a bunch of foster homes. And he's like, it was just really hard. Like you would get attached to certain families and you'd think you were going to get adopted and then they would change their mind. And
so
it was really sad. Yeah. And so anyway, yeah, it was nice to see his hometown and see him like, even though they didn't have like his adopted parents there, like I thought it was really cute to like meet his sister, like that's obviously like the closest person to him in his entire life,
and all of his friends, just like,
and then
his
all his
community
friends. So I thought it was nice, and they all seemed also I thought really on board,
very on board. And I felt like Jen really fit in like well to his kind of community, like seemed good. But
yeah, I mean, that's all there really is to say about hometowns. Yeah. I actually didn't watch the last 15 minutes.
You didn't watch the preview for next week?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So next week, it's Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Fantasy Suites in Hawaii.
Wait, next week?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be able to watch.
Yep. Fantasy Suites in Hawaii. And then the next day on Tuesday, it's the Mental.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're doing them both back to back.
Back to back.
Interesting.
And at the very end, it shows Marcus. It shows Jen saying she loves Marcus and him saying he's not there yet.
Oh, no.
It's very dramatic. Very dramatic.
Oh, no.
So I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Oh, I'm so excited. There's two episodes. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Not me being like, can't wait to see you get your heart broken.
I know.
Poor Jen. But yeah, I'm excited. So next Monday and Tuesday, back to back.
Yeah.
That's all I had. Do you have anything else for pop culture?
I have one other thing. Just have to brush over this really quickly.
Okay.
Did you hear that Travis Kelce is going to be in a movie? Like he's making his acting debut.
Oh, why is this not shocking?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all. Okay,
so
what is it?
He's going to be in a movie, and I think he's like the lead. Like he's one of the two leads.
Okay.
And he is going to be in a movie called Loose Cannons. Okay. And it's apparently about like two police officers or something.
Is it like funny?
Yeah, I think it's going to be funny.
Okay.
So anyway, they don't have like any super big details about it, but he is going to be in a movie.
Will you be watching?
Oh, yeah, of course. Fun. You know, have to watch Father. Also... it's been confirmed that he's going to make a cameo in Happy Gilmore 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Happy Gilmore.
He's just an actor now. Me too.
Great. Good for him. Is he going to retire from football?
I hope not. Yeah. Not yet, anyway. I'm so excited for football season. This is the first season I've ever been excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited because Taylor Swift just ended her European leg of the tour. So, yeah. You know, we're about to see her really soon because she's on her break.
So fun.
Before she starts North America again. So.
Yeah, so fun.
So excited. Yeah, and also the VMAs are September 11th, which I just saw that Megan Thee Stallion is hosting.
Oh, okay.
So kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping that Travis Kelce will accompany Taylor Swift to the VMAs because she's up for 10 nominations.
Yeah, not surprised.
And she's never really done like a red carpet debut with a boyfriend.
I know.
So anyway, I'm like, he better go support her. Also, it's like a bye week for the Chiefs. So he should like be able to go.
Okay. Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting things coming up. Fun.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Okay, well, should we get into the episode?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we have a fun episode for you guys today. Very juicy.
Fun for us, not fun for those who were traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are benefiting from the trauma.
Yeah.
Today we're doing dating app horror stories?
Yes.
Is what we're calling it. So, I mean, if you know, you know. I feel like we all know.
Yeah.
The horrors.
Did you have any, horror stories of your own?
No. I think I shared this. When did I share it? I think maybe in the episode where we talked about how we met our husbands or something.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't on dating apps very long, but the only one I can think of is that guy that was like, how tall are you? Remember? Remember the story?
Yes.
And I was like, I'm 5'6". And he literally called me ginormous or something. Anyway.
You being 5'6".
I know. I was like, oh, okay. That's the only one I can really think of. What about you?
No, the summer that I met Vince, I was on Tinder for a month and then Vince and I started dating. Mm-hmm. So I went on one Tinder date and it was fine. He picked me up on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Took me to Puppy Barn to hold puppies.
I miss Puppy Barn.
I know, me too. Even though it's unethical.
Yeah, they were so unethical.
Unethical, but same. And I can't even remember what we did after that, but he was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, normal.
Good.
Liked the motorcycle. He wasn't as cute in person, but that's the norm, you know. What can you
do? As to be expected.
What can you do? But we've got some juicy ones for you guys tonight. I think Chelsea's going to
read
in our submissions.
Yeah, I've got a lot here. So, I mean, okay, some of these are just screenshots.
Okay.
And some are written in stories. So,
okay.
First one is a screenshot. And this guy just writes, this is his first message right off the bat.
Okay.
He says, our relationship should be like N64. Classic, fun to spend hours with, and every issue easily fixed by blowing on it and shoving it back in.
Stop.
And she just responds, right, nice.
I love the response.
But why do these guys come up with because you know he's just copy pasting that from his notes. You know what I mean?
For sure.
They come up with these just disgusting lines to get girls' attentions, but it's just why?
Why?
What girl is going for that? I don't know. I guess maybe if that's your sense of humor.
Yeah. Whatever. Not for me.
Next one is also a screenshot.
Okay.
He just says, OMG, are you an orphanage? And she says, an orphanage? Haha. He says, well, I'd like to give you children.
Oh.
And she just says, OMG.
Oh my gosh.
Again, why is this the first message? Where are you getting these lines from?
Oh my gosh. Horrible.
Oh, this one is funny. Okay, so this one, they've it's also a screenshot, but they've been talking in the past.
Okay.
But I think perhaps they haven't talked in a couple weeks or something.
Okay.
Anyway, he just writes her and says, hey, sorry for asking really late, but do you want to be my Valentine? If not, I understand. I'm really late on asking.
And is this Valentine's Day? On Valentine's Day?
It's at 3:36 p.m. I mean, it doesn't say a date, but it says a time. I don't know. Just I can just picture some desperate Provo bro needing a Valentine on Valentine's Day.
It's for why? For why? Well, poor dude, honestly.
Yeah, heading on over to the Bumble,
Yeah.
To secure a Valentine.
A date. Oh my gosh.
Okay, this next one, also screenshot. I need your help. She says, with? He He says, the lizard people are after me. I see yellow eyes watching me in the night. I did some research, though, and it turns out they are terrified of beautiful blonde women. No one knows why, though.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm assuming this person is beautiful and blonde.
Beautiful and blonde, yeah.
Oh, I just, okay. I don't know. For me, this just, like, would not be doing it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, does it work for them often?
I don't know.
I feel like they have to get turned down more than it actually works for them.
They have to.
Or maybe they just think it's funny.
Why
they
is
don't
it,
care.
Is it not the norm to just like have a normal conversation anymore?
Apparently not.
You have to like start out with some way stupid
catchphrase. I feel like nowadays if I had a Tinder, I'd be like, if you start out with a catchphrase or a punchline, yeah, I'm immediately blocking
don't
you.
Don't message me.
Just don't even do it.
This next one, I think, takes the cake.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
First message ever. He just says, from Connor.
I'm
it just says, it just says, I want to cover you in peanut butter.
No.
I want to cover you in peanut butter.
What did she say back?
She just responds, and this is why online dating is the worst. And he, well, I don't know. Maybe he did respond, but I don't know.
Ew.
I love it. Okay.
It's disgusting.
Next one. He says, do you have pet insurance? She says, I don't have a pet. So he says, you're going to want some for when I murder that pussy. Hi, I'm Dylan.
With the introduction after that? The introduction following that?
She says, you have got to be kidding me.
Oh.
He says, you laughed. I win. She said, I didn't. That's disrespectful. He said, oh, wow. You don't know how to take a joke. Must be Mormon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And the pet insurance, really?
Yeah, the pet insurance. Oh, but that's what gosh. I'm saying is I think these guys think that, like, they're going to, you know, catch on to a girl's sense of humor or something.
Well, I hope they find what they're looking for.
Me too.
Ew.
Me too. Really, really hope so. Oh, my gosh. Okay. This guy says, hey, girl, you mind if I bust a rap out for you? And she says, ha ha, go for it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'd say to you. I'm like, sure, let's see what you come up with.
Do I rap this rap? No, yeah, I'm kidding. I'm just going to read it. It says, I'm sitting in class. It says, I'm sitting in class just minding my own business when a hottie sits close in my class of quantum physics. I ring check her real quick and see that something amissing. My eyes light up like Times Square during Christmas. She's got lips like KK and a face like Grande.
Oh.
She be smelling so good. She got me going crazy. I muster up the courage and ask, how are you? She turned around and smiled, and then I just knew. She's absolutely perfect and I wouldn't change a thing. I can see it's going somewhere and not just a summer fling. I ask her for her number and she gladly accepts. I can't get through this. I'm so nervous at this point that my heart needs a rest. She hands me back my phone and that's my story. When I ask her for her name, she tells me that it's blank. I can't say the name.
But it rhymes with story.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
I'm dead. Okay, do you think that he actually made that up like just for her, or do you think he just only uses it on people that their name ends in E?
Well, maybe he has that like written out, yeah, and then he like comes up changes. With something that rhymes with their name at the very end.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead. I can't.
That was like a true rap though.
I mean, you know, that one would catch my attention more than the murder your pussy, but
yeah,
you know, I still probably wouldn't be digging that either. Probably unlocked a new ick of mine. Do not rap for me. Thank you very much.
It's hilarious. It's so funny.
You know, that's just like some little like Mormon white boy.
Oh, yeah.
In Provo.
His name is Jacob.
Oh, boy.
He looks decently cute.
You can see his profile.
Yeah, well, you can just see it's just like up there in the corner.
Oh, my gosh. Like, so tiny. Let's take a look. Okay, yeah. He's cute.
Yeah, Jacob looks cute. He can.
All right, Jacob.
He can throw a rap
we
out.
We don't do J names, but yeah.
Oh, you don't do J names?
Oh, we do not do J names.
Oh, interesting.
But
why not?
It's just bad experiences. Okay. Me, my sister, we just don't do J names.
Okay. Let me say something again about Taylor Swift. So this girl, she wore a just a plain white dress to the Eras tour, and I think she went to a few nights in London, but she would just held up a sign that said the smallest man who ever lived, and people came and signed her dress with the name of the smallest man who ever lived to them.
Yeah.
And her dress was completely filled with the names. And someone asked in the comments on TikTok, what was the most written down name on your dress? And she said Jack was the most written down name.
That does not surprise me.
Anyway, I was like, that's a brilliant Eras tour.
Yeah, how fun. Outfit.
Yeah, it was a really cute video she posted.
Yeah, oh, I need to see that. Okay, I'll have to go look for it.
It was cute. Okay, next one. I went on a first date with a guy from Tinder that was from the first moment he picked me up. He started calling me babe, and he would say it every other word. So he would be like, babe, do you want food? Or things like that. This was our first time meeting and hanging out. I wanted to throw up. It was literally nauseating how much he called me babe. And then at the end of the night, he tried to kiss me and I told him no. And then he, I think she means proceeded. He proceeded to tear up. I was beyond uncomfortable.
No. Ew, don't pull a Rob. Ew, no.
You love Rob.
I do love Rob. Have you seen Rob's dad?
No.
Oh, I will be pulling up the receipt. Okay. Rob's dad is beautiful. But I can't with the crying at the end. I can't with the babe.
With the babe.
I would be so icked out.
There's no pet names for the first three dates.
No, it's so just possessive.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's going to be a no.
I can't. Nope. A no for me too.
Yeah. Icky. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. This one is a long one. It says, I matched with a guy on Tinder on Monday and we decided we would go out on Friday. Oh, wow. Rob's dad. Interesting.
Sorry, I had to interrupt Chelsea.
Silver Fox. Wow.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I'm intrigued. Okay. I matched. Starting over. It's okay. Starting over. I matched with a guy on Tinder on a Monday and we decided we would go out on Friday. Every Monday night, one of my best friends was a DJ and he would DJ a little college party and I would go with him. When we got to this college party, a random guy and I saw that we were wearing the exact same outfit. Funny enough, black pants, black shirt, and a red flannel. So we took a picture and I posted it on my Instagram. I put my phone behind the DJ booth and little did I know, my phone was getting blown up. My friend brought my phone over to me and said that it was nonstop buzzing. So I looked at it and it was this guy from Tinder. I probably had 25 text messages from him. The first one said, hey, I don't think we should go out anymore. One said, why are you such a slut? I had many messages like that one. So I texted him back and said, well, the way you're texting me makes me agree with you. We should not go out on Friday. But may I ask why you're talking to me this way? Then he said, I just saw you and your boyfriend on Instagram. I explained to him it was just a random guy that I had met at a party. And I had posted that to drum up more people to come to the party. He told me he would never go out with someone who did things like this. This is where it gets bad. My best friend took the phone from me and started texting him back saying, you can't talk to her like that. How dare you talk to women that way, etc. This guy told my friend to drop our location because he was going to come with his Polynesian friends and kill all of us. We didn't respond, but I got 15 to 16 more text messages explaining how they were going to kill us all. I was so sick of it. So I texted him saying, please stop talking to me or I will call the police. At this point, it was 1 a.m. Next thing I know, my phone was ringing and it was the police department. I answered the phone and the police officer is on the other side telling me that the guy is wanting to press charges on me because I threatened to kill him. I threatened to go to his workplace and trash it and that I would need to come down to the police department to talk about my statement. So at 1:30 a.m., I went to the police department and talked about my side of the story. Luckily, I had all the text messages, so I was fine. And then I had to file a restraining order against him because the police officer said this was the best course of action forward. So I have her order against... So I have an order against someone I've never met. Ha ha.
Oh, that has got to take the cake for one of the worst Tinder horror stories ever.
Just a total psycho.
Oh my gosh.
This is why.
How terrifying.
We need to be safe out there, ladies. Yeah. Because you never know who you're just going to go on a random date with on Friday night.
You literally never know. Mm-hmm. That is so absolutely terrifying. And not the balls to flip the script and actually call the police. That is how you know he was a true psychopath.
But also just so stupid when you've been sitting there sending text messages. Yeah.
It's like, what, you don't think she's going to like even screenshot them? Like, even if you blocked your account, I'd be screenshotting all of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a psycho.
Crazy.
Okay, this one says, there was this boy I was talking to on Tinder. Out's his name. Alex Swope, I believe.
Good, good. We love an outing. Okay.
First time I was ever like catfish. This man was cute in his pics, but when he showed up at my door, .. hideous. Also, first mistake, allowing this man to pick me up at my apartment door.
Yeah. Big mistake. Truly.
A rookie. I was stunned to find he looked nothing like his pictures, and I was a good 3 inches taller. Conversation was bad. One of his first questions was if I had ever been sexually assaulted.
Ew,
wondered
what?
Wondered if that was his plan. What the hell? The date was horrible. He kept trying to solidify another date with me the whole time. Then when he dropped me off, he let himself into my apartment, sat on my couch, begged me to sit next to him, and I wouldn't. Then kept begging for another date. After about 20 minutes, I asked him kindly to leave. He wouldn't. So then I got mean and told him I wouldn't go out with him and that he needed to leave my apartment. Needless to say, with the amount of self-awareness this guy had, I had to block him because he would not leave me alone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That amount of harassment, I cannot.
The amount of harassment, these guys just like not able to take a hint.
Yeah.
And not being able to be told no.
Very like, scary red flag.
The audacity.
Yeah.
Okay, this one says, there was this guy I was talking to on Mutual. I was pretty excited to meet him because he was very cute. In person, he was cute too, but I soon realized his social skills weren't too good. Conversation felt weird and forced, but the thing that made me uncomfortable is that he took me to Waffle Love, and as I was looking the menu over, I asked him what was good. He told me he was getting us a waffle to share and that he was choosing. At that point...
Goodbye. Standing up and walking home.
Number one, sharing a red flag. Number two...
Horrible.
At that point, I just let him eat his own freaking waffle and I didn't eat. Then he took me to his apartment after, thinking we were going to snuggle and have a good old time watching a movie. I texted my roommate in SOS and she called and told me something was going on at the apartment and I needed to get out of there fast. Haha, terrible.
Classic.
Always have an escape plan.
Always. And honestly, if they don't take the hint when you have an escape plan and like realize it was an escape plan, then also they're psycho.
Him, I'm choosing which waffle we're getting.
Ew. No, they better be letting you choose.
Seriously.
They better. And they better not so be making rude. You share.
I know. Literally, I hate sharing.
So weird.
Are you a food sharer?
I am not. I mean, like, I will share with Vince, but, like, we don't just go and order one thing. But it's like, we'll both order our own things and, like, we like to share with each other.
Okay.
But, like... Not with someone I don't know.
Yeah, David loves to share and I hate to share.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, thank you. I want my own.
Yeah, fair enough. I respect that. Honestly, I do. I do.
Thank you.
I just get really pissed if Vince doesn't leave me the last bite. So like if we're sharing and he doesn't leave me the last bite.
Mother of his children.
Be very deserves. Upset.
Yeah.
Very upset.
Yeah. Totally get it. One time I happened to match with this guy that was in my ward, so I knew who he was. We started talking, nothing too serious. Then we both happened to be called to do singles ward FHE together. FHE is family home evening.
Yeah.
I was excited since we already matched and had been talking. We met up a few times to discuss FHE, which turned into making out. But the last time we met up to discuss.
Good.
It says, but the last time we met up to discuss FHE in quotations, he told me he needed to practice some of the techniques he was learning in physical therapy school. He proceeded to turn me on my back and massage my butt, getting too close to things he shouldn't. And then he started kissing me only to freak out and leave my apartment because it was apparently my fault his practices got out of hand. I was uncomfortable, but I was also young and stupid and didn't always know how to stick up for myself. Then I was called into the bishop's office to talk about it because he went and asked to be released from FHE. Made me feel like it was my problem. Well, it wasn't. He was the problem. The end.
Ew. It's giving little boy energy.
This happens way too often.
Yeah.
In Utah County.
Yeah.
And in LDS culture in general. Just like these boys like having no self-control and then blaming it.
On the girl.
On the female. Yeah. And then making it their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. Yes.
What?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right, moving on. I matched with this guy on Mutual. He just so happens to be one of the ex-husbands of one of the girls on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. LOL, just a funny side note. Interesting.
All right, great.
We had been talking on Mutual for a few days, and it just so happened to be my birthday, and I was chatting with him here and there, but I was out with my roommates. When I got home, he insisted on taking me on a late night drive for my B-day. Told me we would do something fun. Well, this boy drove me to the lake, Vineyard Dock, opened all his car doors, and blasted music for us to slow dance to. I was already pretty uncomfortable with this because it was within the first 15 minutes of me meeting him.
Whoa.
Then he just went for it, tried to kiss me. I grabbed this guy's face with both my hands because honestly, it was just reflex. And I said, I don't know you. He was pissed, made me get in the car, drove me back to my condo, and never said a word to me again.
Oh, ha, my God.
Happy birthday to me. Literally thought I should have been honored to get a kiss from him on my birthday.
And now he's going to be famous.
Yeah, but she said ex-husband.
Oh, ex-husband. So yeah, I don't think that person has been married before, so I'm very confused.
Yeah, we know which one.
We need to do more digging.
Yeah,
I tried and I couldn't find anything about them being divorced. Very interesting. Plus, she's only like 22 or something. Oh. She's really young. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. This guy just like going in for the kiss.
I can't. And like, honestly, too, I think it's like not very good etiquette on a first date, especially when you're meeting online, to take them to a lake. No, I'd be so scared in the night at night.
Serial killer vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, take me home immediately.
Yeah. It's definitely scary.
Yeah. Would not be me.
No. Same. Okay. This one says, one time I matched with this guy. I wish I had the screenshots of the conversation. But basically he told me he was a taxidermist and would love to stuff my beaver. So classy.
I was already gasping at the taxidermist part.
Not the beaver.
Not the stuffing the beaver.
So gross.
I'm crying.
So gross.
Repulsive. Repulsive. That's amazing. Okay.
Okay, this one says, I matched with a guy on Tinder when I was in my early college days. He offered to pick me up at my apartment, which looking back was so stupid. He said we were going to share a dessert at a really popular lookout in Utah, which I thought was a little sus because I had heard this place was where everyone went to make out. It was no later than 10 minutes after we got up to the lookout that we started making out. I was a little uncomfy, but also he was a good kisser, so I didn't pull back. But then he started unzipping his pants and I was like, WTF, sorry, dude, I'm not down. We stopped kissing and it was really awkward for a moment. So I started eating the dessert he brought for us. But when I looked over, he was jacking off. Oh my gosh, I was traumatized. I got out of the car and immediately called my roommate to come get me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm traumatized just reading that.
I'm traumatized too. Not you freaking looking over and his willy's out. I can't. Jacking off to you guys just making out? Like,
what? What is just shamelessly. Just shamelessly. In the car, like, with
as
a girl.
If she's not going to see it? Or maybe he wanted her to? I don't know. And her just sitting there eating the dessert. I can just, for whatever reason, I'm just like picturing like Oreos. Oh, on a real note though, that is traumatizing. It like is. Ew. It is. That is like a form of sexual assault.
It's therapy.
I can't with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Oh, a loser.
That one is good. So sorry for you though.
So scary. Sorry for you.
That is scary. Okay. I matched with this guy that I had actually been friends with in high school, but he went to high school in Bountiful and I went to Lone Peak. I had a friend that did club volleyball and knew a lot of people outside of the Lone Peak bubble. So she had connected us. It was just a dumb high school texting fling thing. I had never actually met him. So fast forward a lot of years now, we had matched on Mutual and started talking. I was comfortable with him given the somewhat of a history we had with at least texting. I had just moved into a new place and he wanted to come visit, so I let him. I didn't get weird vibes from him, so I thought it would be fine. Well, it was just weird. He did look a little different from the pictures and was short. Conversation was mediocre, which surprised
me. Not that
me.
He was short.
going to be a no.
Oh, so rude. Anyway, keep going.
Which surprised me since we were able to text and it was fine. But at the end, he said he was surprised that we had never kissed or anything and really wanted to give the kissing a shot with me. I was honestly so disappointed, denied him, walked him out, and that was the end of him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, all these boys, like, that's the only thing they want. They just want a good,
just the ego, good being make out. So bruised by being told no. So mm-hmm. sad for them.
Mm-hmm. So sad. Okay. On my third date with this kid, we were boating with his family and they brought their dog and fell off the boat and got hit by the propeller. So the dog fell off the boat. Haley, don't laugh. And got hit by the propeller. And we spent the whole day at the emergency vet. And it has a heart emoji, a kissing emoji, and a peace sign emoji. I'm dying.
Not on the first date meeting the dog. The propeller.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
No, that's traumatizing.
And also I'd be like, can I just go home? You've got this handled right. Yeah. Like, I don't know you.
Have fun at the
and
vet.
I probably don't really care that much about your dog either, so
probably not.
Yeah, I mean, traumatized, but like, I don't know you.
It's so funny. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I mean, I know who wrote this one. Well, this is a screenshot. I know who sent this one in, and okay. She worked at doTERRA with me.
Okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
Little background.
Okay.
But he says, you trying to hook me up with some oils? She said, haha, you like oils? He said, haha, so much haha. Haha, I probably would like them. I've never really used them before.
Okay.
She says, haha, they are cool for sure. He said, so are you going to hook me up? She said, is that why you matched with me? He said, no, it was definitely the luscious red lips.
Oh, gall.
And then he says, I'm serious. First thing I look at in a, oh my gosh, first thing I look at in a girl is her eyes. Second is her lips. She says, so with me, it was right to the lips. He says, haha, yeah, you could probably say that. Don't pretend you don't know that you got some pretty darn kissable lips. And
oh
she
my
said,
gosh.
Well, you're really nice. And he says, does nice earn me some one-on-one time with them lips, though? She just says no. Does nice just earn me some time?
With dumb lips.
Also, I just got a text.
Right now?
Yes, live right now. That said, the time has arrived. Short and Sweet is out now. Like Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh my gosh.
Like the album?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I just got that text.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know.
It is.
I didn't know.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Anyway.
Right now, guys.
Yeah.
Why did I not get that text?
I don't know.
Why am I not on the right side of Sabrina Carpenter?
I just got it.
Okay. Amazing. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Next one. I don't know what it is, but all the dating apps are a piece of ass. They would do dinner and we would somehow end up at their house and they would want to just go straight to sex. I'm all about getting to know someone on a deeper level, but damn, that's just too much for me. Next. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how people date these days. Like,
I don't
either.
It's a
scary world out there.
Yeah. And it's hard because, like, obviously me sitting here as like an almost 30-year-old woman, I'd be like, I'm not going back to anybody's apartment after going to dinner with them.
No.
But like, honestly, me back then, I was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I totally would have. I'm like, how am I going to teach my daughter? Like, you know, like maybe that's like not the best.
No, I know. Move. I mean, I met David on Tinder and he just picked me up from my house.
Yeah.
I just let him pick me up.
Could have been crazy.
Could have been a psycho.
Yeah.
Still could be. Who knows?
Yeah. And I mean, I let Vince, even though I did know Vince for a little bit longer, but it's like after our very first date, like he came back to my apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like, you just don't freaking know.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Scary.
Met up with a guy from Mutual for our first date. And once we got in his car, he said a prayer before we left for the date. And then after the prayer, he proceeded to back the car up without looking and almost hit another car. So smooth.
Not the prayer. Come on.
Not the car accident
right after the prayer.
Maybe the prayer saved them. Like, honestly.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. One of the dates that I went on is where the guy and I made dinner, but he plated it on a cutting board, and that's how we ate dinners. So weird, and made me feel so uncomfortable. I just wanted my own plate is all. He had it, so we shared the steak and ate off the cutting board. First day ick. I'm just eating a steak off the cutting board. He doesn't own plates.
It is probably rather bizarre.
He's just a poor college guy. Give him a break.
Rather than don't make a steak. Rather bizarre. I'm just like, I'm assuming this is pre-charcuterie time too. And that's like not charcuterie. No. I don't know. That's just
a steak is not charcuterie.
Oh, that would wake me out too. I think it's just odd. Odd.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and this girl says, went on a date with this guy. We then went to his house and watched a movie. Then we started kissing, and he told me to kiss it. And I said, absolutely not. Then he got so pissed and was making me so uncomfortable and made me leave, which was good. I wanted to. And then we never talked again. He also said I was only coming over to have sex.
Okay. Well, at least he was honest.
Who says kiss it?
Kiss it.
Who says that? It's too much. These guys are too much.
It just doesn't even make any sense. No. I'm like, what's the purpose of that?
No.
Jeez Louise.
Okay. The guy said he had a surprise date, so he picked me up and said his idea was to first make s'mores with his friends. So we were driving to some neighborhood, and he had to call like 5 different people for a gate code. Thought that was weird. Mind you, we've been driving for like an hour. I swore he was just doing circles, and it was getting darker. He ended up parking in front of a pool late at night in this random neighborhood and tried convincing me to go hop the fence with him to swim. I told him I had no bathing suit. Then he tried to convince me to strip from my clothes. I said, hell no. Then he said, undress to your bra and panties, since I didn't want to be naked. I continued to decline. He then tried to grab my head to make out with me. I forced myself away. Then he tried to gaslight, had the audacity to try to make me feel bad about wasting his time.
Oh my gosh.
Never talked to him again. 3 years later, his mugshot popped up on FB. He got arrested for assaulting multiple minors.
Not the minors too, really.
Scary.
Yeah, I actually looked into this one after they submitted it, and because I know who submitted it. And they gave me his name, and he's like out of jail. Like he's not even in jail anymore. He's just like walking around. Like I think he's maybe on parole actually, but like he's not on the sex offender list, even though he assaulted minors. And he has like a job, and he has like a whole like Reddit form. Like, why is this person not in jail? Why is this person not on the sex offender list?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my it's gosh. Like bad. It was like a really popular case in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you have to show me after.
Yeah, yeah, I will. Okay. Yeah. Crazy. Dang. Scary.
Yeah, so scary.
Yeah.
So scary when you almost come in contact with a Ted Bundy.
No, seriously. Yeah,
so scary. Okay. Yeah. I was on a dating app when I saw one of my friends who was married pop up. I thought it was strange because although it was his pictures, his name wasn't the same. I reached out to him and let him know that I thought maybe he was hacked. And he responded saying his photos get used on dating apps all the time.
Sure they do.
Sure. You're just so hot. Your pictures just get used all the time.
Give me a break.
Well, fast forward, and I heard this friend was getting divorced because he was using a fake name on several different dating sites to hook up with women. His wife stuck by his side until he was served with legal papers because one of the many women he slept with was pregnant with his baby.
Damn.
That is so... I cannot imagine.
No.
Sticking by someone's side. Maybe... I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't stick by their side no matter what.
Yeah,
just knowing that they were on dating apps. I was going to say maybe she didn't know that he was like having sex with like... tons of
yeah who
women.
Knows I don't know. I'd be like, my mind would already be there though, like you would never be able to convince me that you weren't, so
yeah,
because what's the point if you're married? Like, it's like, what would be the point? You're not actually going on there to date. Give me a break. Like, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh, how sad.
so sad yeah.
Okay.
And not the baby too, the poor innocent child being brought into a shitty situation.
Yeah,
so sad.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last one.
Oh, also, I know who submitted this, and they told me that the person who was pregnant mm-hmm. had to hire a private investigator to find him because he was using a fake name.
Oh, yeah.
So literally had to then spend money on a private investigator to go track him down.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Anyway,
just had to add that tidbit.
Yeah. It's like the TikToks where it's like, who the F did I marry?
Yes.
Like part 37. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
That's so scary. Okay. Last one. I was so excited to go out with this guy as we had been talking for a few weeks and we kept having to reschedule. We were getting along super well until the night before our date. I asked him where we were going to go. He responded saying it was a surprise, but I wanted to know what I should wear and also because I hadn't met him. I wanted to know for my own personal safety. He responded saying he really didn't want to say, but that I should wear a swimsuit under some comfortable clothes. I really wasn't comfortable doing any activity where I would be in a swimsuit because before I trusted him. So I asked him if we could do something else. He immediately got short with me and I could tell he was annoyed. After asking him again to just tell me where we were going and what he had planned, he told me to shut the F up and said I was a stuck up bitch. Needless to say, I'm glad I didn't give him my address yet and never met him in person.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And see, it's just like you just don't know who you're coming in contact with.
I'm glad she like pushed for information because then it like brought about this obvious red flag.
Yeah.
So ladies, push for that information. Gosh. Share your location.
All of these guys with their anger issues, their short tempers, can't even ask what you're doing for a date.
No, it's crazy. And also, like, I understand not wanting to wear a swimsuit the first date.
100%.
You know what I mean?
That is one of the first date no-nos. You don't go swimming on a first date.
Yeah.
Unless, I guess, you're, like, super duper hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Then go for it.
Yeah, then go for it. But it could never be me.
It sounds not safe.
Yeah. It sounds scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you to everyone who submitted. Those were
so
crazy.
Crazy, sad, horrific, and also made me laugh. So thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, I can attest that dating apps can be great, you know?
Yeah.
I have my husband on there.
Yeah, success story over here. Great.
That was, however, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think dating apps are like totally different now.
No, they are.
And dating in general is a lot different. But be safe out there, ladies. Don't be giving out your address.
Yes. And also, we did not just pick ones that were about men. Like, we just, no men submitted for women. So men, if you want to, you know, advocate for yourselves and your scary stories, you gotta write in too.
Make an effort, write something in. Yeah. But yeah, thank you to everyone that submitted. That was a lot of fun. Sorry for your trauma. but I hope you guys had a good laugh. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. And you can follow us on TikTok as well. We're at 2blondes1pod over there. Give us a rate and review on the podcast. That would help us out a lot. We love you guys so much. We will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.